from the campus of New Hope Christian College, welcome to Words of New Hope.
Now, some people say, don't worry, what you don't know won't hurt you. Not true. Some time ago, a friend of mine was visiting me from the mainland, and he said, I want to have some sushi. So I said, okay, took him down to this sushi store. He wanted a California roll. California, okay, all right. So we got him a California roll, and he took a bite of it, and he started screaming, this is hot. I said, what'd you put on it? He said, that green stuff. I said, what'd you do that for? That's wasabi. He said, I thought it was guacamole.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Today, a message Pastor Wayne gave on Father's Day a while back on three simple words we all need to take to heart. If we do, it'll make a major difference, not only in our spiritual growth, but also in our everyday life. Here is Pastor Wayne with a message entitled, Learn, Try, Care.
Some years ago, the Green Bay Packers, which was a very superior team under Vince Lombardi, the legendary coach, lost to a very inferior football club. And it was so concerning to Vince Lombardi, he called the practice the very next day. These multi-million dollar being paid players sat in this room and he said, we lost not because of the complicated plays, we lost because we dropped the basics. The foundations of football, stuff you should have learned in Pop Warner. We are going to review because it's on the basics that we win or lose. And he reached behind him and he said, we're going to start here. And he reached up, put up a football, and he said, this is a football. We're going to start at the basics. And I was thinking, even in life, when we mess up with relationships, even our faith, it's on the basics. How often we want more complicated teaching when it's the basics that mess us up in our marriages, in our faith, in our relationships, just absolute basics. So today, we're going to talk about basics. So let's take a look at what Psalms 11 and verse 3 says. Psalm 11, 3, as a thesis scripture for us this morning. Would you read it with me? It's at the top of your notes. Go. If the foundations be destroyed, what can even the righteous do? Over the years, I have constantly sought out ideas and principles from the scriptures that help us to solve life's challenges. I mean, foundational principles that, if followed, will make your life worthwhile. Now, not methods, but principles. For as the old adage goes, methods are many, principles are few. Methods always change. Principles never do. And so we want to take a look at some scriptural principles. Recently, I came across three simple words that contain principles to make our lives worthwhile. Now, it's not the three words that make your life worthwhile. It's lives that are marked by these three words. Lives that are known for these three words. So I'm going to keep it really simple today because we don't like complicated things. We can't even remember complicated things. And since it's Father's Day, we got to make it real simple. All right, black and white. So I even wore a black and white Aloha shirt. Everything's black and white. Keep it simple. This story is told about this Japanese guy that came from Japan and didn't speak a lick of English. And so he said to his teacher, he said, hey, how do I live? If I can't speak English, he's saying this in Japanese, when I go to a restaurant, at least I need to like order food. So you got to teach me something so I can live. Well, the teacher said, no problem. I'll teach you three simple words and that'll make you just like all the other Americans. Really? Yeah. So what? He says, well, here are the three words. When you order at a restaurant, any time of the day, just remember three words. Hamburger, French fries, Coke. Huh? Yeah, that's America. Hamburger, French fries, Coke. So if you just order that, you're like, American. Oh, isn't that very good? Hamburger, French fries, Coke. Hamburger, French fries, Coke. Yeah, say it again. Hamburger, French fries, Coke. Good. So the next day, he got up in the morning, went to a breakfast bar, and the waitress said, what would you like? He said, hamburger, French fries, Coke. She said, okay. So she gave him hamburgers, french fries, Coke, and he ate. And lunchtime, the waitress said, what would you like? He said, a hamburger, french fries, Coke. All right. So give him that. Dinner time, what would you like? Hamburger, french fries, Coke. Well, this went on for 2.5 months until he began to look like a hamburger, french fries, Coke. So he went back to the teacher and said, I'm tired, hamburger, french fry, Coke. I need something else. The guy said, okay, what do you want? He said, something else for breakfast. I'm tired from hamburger, french fry, Coke. So he said, okay, here's 3 more simple words. Real simple. Eggs, toast, juice. Huh? Eggs, toast, juice. Eggs, toast, juice. That's it. Eggs, toast, juice. Next morning he gets up. The waitress asks him, what would you like? He said, eggs, toast, juice. She said, okay, would you like your eggs over medium, over hard? Would you like it scrambled, poached, or boiled? And your toast, would you like wheat, rye, sourdough, or a bagel? And would your juice, would you like orange juice, grapefruit juice, cranberry juice, or pineapple juice? He said, the hamburger, french fry, Coke. So we're gonna keep it real simple today. So here are the 3 words that if your life is marked by these 3 words, it'll make your life worthwhile. Number 1, would you write down? First, life will be worthwhile if you learn. If you learn. Let's read what it says in Proverbs 19:2. Go. Zeal is not good without knowledge, and the one who acts hastily sins. And hear what Hosea says. Go. My people are destroyed for the lack of... Let me ask you a question. Are you known as a person who loves learning? Or are you known as a person who dislikes learning? See, your life needs to be marked by these words, and it's especially important in your walk with Christ, because did you know the Greek word for disciple or follower of Christ? The word disciple is a Greek word mathetes, and you know what that means? Learner. A disciple of Christ is someone who learns. Now, I want you to know, some of you say, oh, I don't remember that Greek word. Don't worry about it. Just remember this. A Greek word for pain is Tylenol, and in Hebrew is Advil. So anyway, that's, some of you are getting it. Yeah, help your neighbor here. Like, but to be a disciple, you need to learn. But it's something you've got to get intentionally. Intentionally. You see, if you don't keep learning intentionally, you stop learning. It's just like growing. You're going to grow physically until you're maybe 20 years old and you stop growing, but you've got to change gears to start growing internally, maturity-wise, your perception, to remove pretense from your life. Maturity has to take place, but it's very intentional. Now remember this. Life is like a car, but only in the opposite. In the beginning, many years ago, in the 50s or 60s, we used to have all manual shifting. 3 gears on the column or on in the middle there, 4 on the floor. And it went from manual to what? Automatic. Basically, every car now is automatic. Went from manual, where you intentionally shifted, into automatic. Now, life is exactly like that, but in the opposite. In the beginning, everything was automatic, but you have to shift into manual. You've got to make that shift. It starts automatic. Think about it. When you were younger, you grew automatically. You didn't have to try to grow. You just grew automatically. You were fed automatically. Your mother was an automatic feeder. Automatic. You poop your diapers, automatic change. Oh, it's changed. Mama changed it. Your clothes were dirty. They were cleaned and washed, automatic. You stayed thin and healthy, automatic. Not so anymore. If you want to stay fit and trim, it's manual. It's intentional. Before, even learning used to be automatic. They put you on a bus, you go to school, the teacher teaches you, you go home, the parent makes you do your homework, like learning was automatic. Not anymore. Nobody comes stalking you to get you to learn. If you don't become an intentional, manual learner, you will not learn. Once school is done, you have to do that. You've got to shift into manual gear. And so you've got to be willing to learn. Now, some people say, don't worry. What you don't know won't hurt you. Not true. What you don't know will hurt you. As an example, just some time ago, a friend of mine was visiting me from the mainland, and he said, I want to have some sushi. So I said, okay, took him down to this sushi store, and we were sitting down at the restaurant. He wanted a California roll. California, okay, all right. So we got him a California roll. He took a bite of it, and he started screaming, this is hot. I said, what? I said, what'd you put on it? He said, that green stuff. I said, that's wasabi sauce. He took the whole wasabi sauce, put it on, and just ate it. I said, what'd you do that for? That's wasabi. He said, I thought it was guacamole. I said, good for you, Howley. Now, what you don't know will hurt you. So you gotta learn. Now, you learn from what you see. So pay attention. You learn from what you read. So read good books often. You learn from what you hear. So listen well. You can learn from what you hear in a lecture or a song or a sermon or a conversation between people that are well-versed in the skills of life. And you can learn one nugget if you pay attention. You can learn one nugget that can actually change the way you see life forever. I mean, it just changes you. If you hadn't been paying attention, you would have missed it. But you've got to learn intentionally. Let me tell you one where I just a nugget that I learned. The doctor was talking to me and he said, Wayne, and it sounded funny at first, he said, but every human body, if it doesn't have a healthy means of elimination, it's a nice medical term, because there's someone that had constipation, and I won't tell you who that person was, but he said, if the human body does not have a healthy means of elimination, your body will become septic, because it has to get rid of certain things in order to be whole. And I thought, you know, that's a principle of life, I was thinking. Because often we think learning is just what? Taking in. But really, it is taking in and getting rid of, giving out. Alvin Toffler, who wrote the book Future Shock some years ago, said something recently that was brilliant. And he said this, those who are going to be the literate in the 21st century will not be those who can read or write. But the ones who will be the literate in the 21st century will be those who can learn, unlearn, and relearn. Learn, unlearn, relearn. Because there's some things you've got to get rid of. See, if you just take in and you don't get rid of, then you'll become septic. It will rot your soul. Now listen carefully. Some of you have to learn to get rid of some things that were said to you. You have to learn, here it is, to intentionally, manually, you have to learn to intentionally forget. See, often we remember the stuff we should have forgotten. And we forget the things we should have remembered. For example, there's people that may have said something in the sidebar of your life, like, you're so stupid. And we take that and we hold on to it. And someone says, anybody can do that. You're not very good about that. Why are you so dumb like that? Why are you always late? And we take those things and we rehearse them and rehearse them and rehearse them when we should have eliminated them. But if you just take in, and you just keep taking in and not learn how to intentionally forget, then it will cause your soul to become septic. Now remember, learning is not just taking in, it's giving out and letting it go. Intentionally forget. You've got to learn to intentionally forget. Now some of you say, well, I'm getting old. I don't have to intentionally forget. It just happens organically. There was a pastor that was speaking to one of his elderly congregants, and he said, Mabel, you're 93 years old. You need to start thinking about the hereafter. And she said, I think about the hereafter all the time. He said, you do? Yes. He said, I go into the living room, or if I go into the kitchen, or if I go into the bathroom, I always have to stop and think, now, what did I come here after? But intentionally forget. You say, really? Uh-huh. Did you know that God intentionally forgets? No, God doesn't ever forget, but he intentionally forgets because that's a part of his God-like character. Did you know that, to intentionally forget? Isaiah says that. It'll come up on the screen. You can read it with me. It says this, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sin no more. Did you know that God says, I intentionally remember your sin no more? When you repent truly of your sin, because the scripture says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the Bible says he takes your sin that's been repented of and he throws it in the sea of forgetfulness, separates as far as the east is from the west, and he remembers it no more. Did you know that God intentionally forgets? But we often don't. We rehearse things. Now remember, like your car, your life is like a car, but in the reverse. Starts off automatic and goes to manual, where it used to be manual and goes to automatic. It's opposite. Remember this, your mind or your memory is like a bank, but only in the opposite. First Hawaiian, Bank of Hawaii. You see, when you put money in a bank and you don't touch it, it increases in interest. But if you withdraw it, it diminishes. Right? Now, your mind is the opposite. If you have something in your mind and you keep taking it out and rehearsing it and thinking about it, you withdraw those thoughts and chew on it. If the more you withdraw, the bigger it gets. If you stop withdrawing it, just leave it, it diminishes and vaporizes. So when someone says something and you're nursing it and rehearsing it again and again, it just grows into a monster. And any person that doesn't have a healthy means of elimination will cause their souls to go septic. Some of you need to learn to forget. Amen. As a pastor was talking to one of the ladies in the church, and she was always saying, you know, I was talking to God today. God and I talked this morning, and God said to me, and the pastor is getting a little tired of this lady saying, God said, God talked to me this morning. We had a wonderful discussion. So he said, you mean to tell me that you talk to God every day? Mm-hmm. She said, that's right. And God, like, talks to you? Oh, he talks to me all the time. We have a wonderful discussion. We talked about you this morning. He said, all right. Now, he was still feeling guilty of something that he had done in his past. Although he had repented of it, he still felt the pang of guilt that just followed him, stalked him. So he said, all right, are you going to talk to God tomorrow morning? She said, oh, yes, every morning we talk. I said, all right. Then ask God, do me a favor. Ask God what he thinks about what I did. She said, would you like to elaborate? He said, nope. Just ask God what he thinks about what I did. She said, okay. Well, the next day came and he saw the lady and he said, well, did you talk to God? She said, I did. And did you ask him what he thinks about what I did? She said, yes, I asked him. And what did God say? God said, he doesn't remember. See, listen carefully. When you repent of something, as the Bible says in 1 John, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive. You take your sin. Now watch this. It's the blood of Jesus that covers your sin. Now watch my hands for a second. The blood of Jesus covers your sin. Now, remember how powerful the blood of Jesus is. It brought redemption to the world and it defeated Satan. It took the sting out of death and gave us eternal life. The blood of Jesus is very powerful. By it, demons are silenced, okay? All right, you take your sin and you put it under the blood of Jesus. If after you do that and you mess with your sin again and rehearse it, it will kill you. Why? Listen carefully. Because when you put something under the powerful blood of Christ, don't mess with the blood. It's defeated the satanic kingdom. And how often we put our sin under the blood and then we peel that off and we rehearse this again, feel guilty about it and blame each other for it. Listen, you put anything under the blood, then remember this. Don't mess with the blood of Christ. You leave it there. Don't you dare touch it. It could devastate you. And it does. People all over. Just ruins them. So when you put something under the blood of Christ, leave it and learn to forget. In Hilo, a lady I remember came to me and she said, I need to talk to you. It's right after service. I said, okay. She said, I need to ask for your forgiveness. I said, really, for what? She said, remember a year or two ago, we sat right over there and I called you that name and I shouldn't have. And I said some things about you. I said, when was that? She said, a year ago, maybe 2 years ago. Right there, we sat there. I said, you know, I don't recall. She said, oh, no. It was right there. You have to remember because I called you this name and I said certain things about you. I said, I don't remember. She said, oh, yes, you do. It was right over here and I said this. And I looked at her and I said, I promise you, I don't remember. She got mad. Yes, you have to remember. It was right there. I said, done. Because I had learned long ago, there are certain things you need to forget. And you remember them no more. And it's not a thing of age. It's a thing of likeness to Christ. See the difference? A life marked by someone who learns. But you learn not just by taking in. You learn by what? Letting go. Intentionally.
You've just heard part one of a message entitled Learn, Try, Care by Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. We'll pick it up right there on tomorrow's broadcast. Now, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.